You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. This is a special edition, our opening day preview. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with my buddy Corey Brock, who is anxiously awaiting opening day, as we all are, after a very, very long spring. So, Corey, this is probably the most fun a lot of the Padres people have had in a long time, heading into opening day, because everyone is talking about them possibly still being alive when closing day comes. So that's kind of fun. Let's talk about the rotation, because it always starts with pitching, and the Padres' rotation looks pretty good. So how do you feel about it at this point?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Allison, is we went into the off season, you know, we thought this was going to be, you know, a good rotation moving into 2015. And, you know, A.J. Preller went about making his moves, adding to the offense. And then lo and behold, in February, James Shields more or less dropped into their lap because he was still available. So that strengthened the rotation, allowed everybody to kind of move down a slot. So you start with James Shields, move into, you know, Andrew Kashner, Tyson Ross, who was an all-star for the first time in 2014. Ian Kennedy, you know, is your number four, which for a guy that threw 200 innings and struck out 200, I'm not sure there's a, you know, too many number fours across the league that have that kind of pedigree. So, you know, a pretty dynamic rotation, a lot of guys that miss bats, some guys with some durability, some guys with maybe some injury questions too, you know, in terms of Andrew Kashner hasn't made 30 plus starts before. So I think that, you know, he's looking to do that, but James Shields, certainly a guy that kind of a throwback, a guy that's kind of answered the bell and is, you know, what, 200 plus innings 8 years in a row. I think they're very excited. I think Bud Black and Darren Balsley, the pitching coach, this is the best assembled rotation they've had in years in San Diego.
I've been curious. I've been kind of keeping my eye on the Padres through the spring, just to sort of see how this new offense comes together. Just so many different faces and guys that bring, you know, huge histories with them and some question marks. And so, just watching them through the spring and heading into the regular season, how do you see? How did you see the offense gelling? And would you expect for it to take a while for them to come together, sort of when the season starts, or do you think it's going to be, you know, right out of the gate they'll be fine?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, you know, I kind of harken back to the early in spring training, something Bud Black mentioned, and then we saw it kind of bear true in games in spring training. He said, hey, you know, you're going to see the regulars out there a lot in spring training. And I think this was the way, Allison, because I think the Padres really want to avoid a slow start in April. This has kind of really been their Achilles heel in past years, either because of underperformance or injuries. That, you know, by May 1st, they've kind of been out of things and forced to play catch-up, which has been difficult to do. So, you know, I think they played their regulars a lot in spring training and played them deep in the games, guys getting three, four at-bats playing into the seventh inning and playing on consecutive days. Matt Kemp, Justin Upton, Will Myers, Will Middlebrooks, all these guys, you know, they left Arizona with a lot of at-bats, a lot of playing time. You know, they want to hit the ground running, and they want to you know, start hitting right away. And I think, yeah, the lineup 1 through 8 with these guys kind of hitting and sliding in the spots where they're going to be conducive to score some runs and, you know, allowing other guys, Jed Jerko, Yonder Alonso, incumbents who were around last year, allowing them to kind of slide deeper in the order, probably where they need to be hitting and seeing some fastballs and taking less pressure off them. I think it's a real mixture for success for these guys. And I think they've kind of gone about this the right way. Not spoon feeding these guys at bats in spring training, but say, hey, here's a heavy workload. Let's get after it. And then when the bell rings on April 6th against the Dodgers, let's be ready to go, because this is an important season and we can't ease our way into things and we can't afford a slow start.
It's funny because when you mentioned that, the first 7 games, they've got 3 games at home, or I'm sorry, on the road at the Dodgers, and then 4 games at home versus San Francisco. So actually the Cubs and the Astros are the only teams they'll be playing all month that are not in their division. So that'll be a good test for them, right? I mean, they say that the games in April is as important as the games in September, but that first week could be pretty crucial.
Well, and it's, you know, in the past and this year will kind of bear to be true again, you know, these division games. Boy, you see Kershaw, you see Bumgarner. This is no easy road to hoe. So it's you're going to see some pretty good pitching. So, and these division games, I think you're going to have a pretty good barometer of not necessarily where you stand by May 1st. It's a long season, and you play these teams in your division, geez, 18, 19 times. But, you don't want to get buried by May 1st by any means. It doesn't mean you have to run away with the division, but, you know, you can kind of tread water and just kind of be, you know, in a pretty good spot by the end of that first month. You just don't want to just be completely underwater after 30 games or so.
Now, we've seen Matt Kemp play. He's had a nice spring, and I just feel like he is in for a huge year. I feel like he's in an environment where he's a lot more comfortable. He's kind of out of that, you know, big Dodger spotlight. I just feel like he's just going to have a monster year, especially considering that he's going to be playing the Dodgers as much as he's going to. What do you expect to see from Matt Kemp?
You know, I commented to someone the other day, Allison, I was like, you know, and being in that clubhouse every day in spring training, that I'm not sure I've seen anyone enjoy spring training as much as I have Matt Kemp. And I'm not sure how you quantify that, but, like, you know, this guy is like, this is going to sound cliche, but he's kind of like a ray of sunshine. This guy is like walking around upbeat. He's bouncing around. He's in there early. He's getting his early work done in the cage. He's stretching. He's doing his, his work to get his body ready. He just seems really recharged, engaged. I'm not privy to his situation in Los Angeles. I know what I read. I'll say this, Allison, I think this applies to anybody, not just people in baseball, but to people in all walks of life. We all kind of want to be wanted, right? And I think it's the Padres went out and, you know, this was a big deal for them. It wasn't AJ Preller's first deal, but it was his first big deal that, you know, they actively went out and sought and traded for Matt Kemp. And believe that, you know, he still has a lot of upside left. They're assuming a lot of money left on that contract. You know, they believe in him, and they believe there's still a lot of upside. There's still a very good player there. And, I think that's that he appreciates that, and he's kind of been recharged by that process, and he's enjoying it here. His interactions with teammates, that he hasn't played with before, any of these guys, with the exception of a couple Dodgers, that are in the room. But, you know, I think he's loving this process. And I can't tell you what this is going to mean on July 1st, August 1st, September 1st. But, for now, where he's at, he's in a great place.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. So finish this sentence. The Padres will get to the postseason if... ...
Oh, the ... Well, I tell you what, they'll get to the postseason if these guys they traded for stay healthy and remain on the field, are productive players, and the rotation remains intact by and large. Andrew Kashner makes 30 starts, and I'm not going to place any kind of statistical value on these guys. I'm just going to say if these guys stay healthy and maybe just, you know, approach where they've been in the past in terms of statistics, I think they're going to be in a good place. I think it's going to be a competitive division. But I think at the very end, I think the Padres are going to be right in the mix for a postseason spot, whether that be a division title or a wild card spot. I think this is going to have the makings of being a very memorable season.
So do I. I cannot wait to see it unfold. So, Corey, thank you so much. Enjoy opening day and opening week, and we'll talk to you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.